To date, this course has provided avenues of exploration of some excellent e-learning tools. Lessons have been scaffolded accordingly and incorporated foundational research on learning theories, digital pedagogy, and e-learning tools. It has been structured so that the pre-service teacher is exposed to a wealth of relevant websites and information, so that a solid resource base is compiled upon completion. The use of ICTs in the classroom is becoming increasingly prominent in the 21st century. The current generation seamlessly transition between their real and digital lives. Loosely coined the Net Generation, it seems only natural to move away from traditional, industrial-focused, behaviorist modes of teaching and create pedagogical applications that allow for authentic experiences and interactions to be used in the real world. Acknowledging the critical role that ICTs are deemed to play in the future of economic growth, development, and success within a globally competitive market allows for the development of content creators, technology innovators, and digitally fluent users of technology. It is recognized that students today require education that will empower them in modern society, and schools should aim to transform teaching and learning about ICT to teaching and learning with and through ICT. In undertaking this constructionism approach, e-learning aids to secure economic growth and the stability of the future. Using ICTs in the classroom should aim to engage this digital generation, improve individualized learning opportunities, and spark innovation in learning through meaningful, engaging, and connecting units of work. Learning theories are fundamental to the success of the implementation of ICTs in the classroom, as they scaffold learning and anchor the lesson around creative, experimental, and purposeful activities. If used in alliance to an appropriate learning theory, e-learning can develop skills that are effective, metacognitive, higher ordered, and collaborative. The ways in which e-learning can occur are endless, and the standard software programs can be used in numerous ways. For example, using PowerPoint in conjunction with the SAMR model, teachers can scaffold lessons beginning with simple tasks and move through more complex activities. Through PowerPoint, teachers can ask students to demonstrate critical literacy in a presentation by enhancing texts with visuals or animations to support their ideas and understandings. Students are initially able to organize and represent their ideas using the Smart Art function. They are then able to move on to producing interactive quizzes with hyperlinks in PowerPoint. And finally, they can present their unit of work as a self-running, multimodal text and set up a kiosk for peer interaction to collaborate information, ideas, and techniques. This can be referred to as connectedism. Although some tasks may involve some degree of rote learning, this approach allows the teacher to take on a facilitator's role in learning, and tasks are essentially learner-based. Along with the resources available, I believe the greatest impact on e-learning effectiveness comes down to the individual teacher's attitude, motivation, and confidence in implementing e-learning. This facilitating role requires teachers to receive ongoing support, and the professional development of teachers is imperative so that teachers are kept abreast with emerging technology. Training provided to pre-service teachers and teachers alike should be relevant. They should encourage heightened collaboration, expand professional networks, and be informative of the policies in place for the safe, legal, and ethical use of ICTs in the classroom. In the period of 2008 to 2011, as part of the National Secondary Schools Computer Fund, the government pumped a cool $900 million to purchase new or upgraded ICTs in Australian secondary schools. That is some serious cash, and it sends a very clear message to pre-service teachers such as myself. Either skill up and embrace the technology, or quite frankly, get left behind. Although governed and guided by authoritative bodies, for example, Education Queensland, as it stands today, educational facilities have individualised policies on how they safely, legally, and ethically use ICTs, including internet usage, mobile devices, and other related technology in their schools. However, as the government pour more funding into research projects, programs, and databases relating to e-learning, my concern is that the future of technology in schools may encompass a streamlined and standardized approach to delivering education. With the introduction of databases such as One School and One Portal, I hope that the outcome of this transitional period results in a more personalized system where individualized learning opportunities are not only improved upon, but become the focal point to meet the educational needs of individual students. The use of ICTs in the classroom not only enhances learning by appealing to a variety of learning techniques and abilities, but it also aids for digital fluency. Learning designs that incorporate technology and a relevant learning theory provide engagement and technology know-how for real-life experiences. The outcome of use of ICTs in e-learning supports the development of creators, innovators, and fluency in a digital age. Thank you.